Good Saturday afternoon. What is going on, mi amigos? It is Miguel Garfield, the high-tech Texan. The number has not changed in 20 years that I have done this. 713-212-5950. Got about 30 minutes left in the show. Still have some open phone lines if you want to talk about what you want for Father's Day. I've got all the little high-tech and work-from-home gifts. I am here for you. We've been fielding a lot of calls and emails, too. Do not forget to follow me on Twitter, at HighTechTexan. A lot of questions that I'd like to think I can answer. I'd like to think I'm a doctor on the radio. I am not. I'd like to think I'm a lawyer on the radio. Then I'm not. You know what I do? I know I have a lot of people and friends and contacts who are in those industries who I turn to. And with that, I am going to turn to something that is very important right now in our lives, in our times, especially when it comes to businesses, small, medium, large-sized businesses, whether it's bankruptcy issues or you're having issues with, you know, with the PPP and what to do with your landlord and tenants. There's a lot of legal questions. And so we are starting a series with a long, long-running, very, very wonderful firm here called Hirsch & Westheimer. They've been in Houston for over 100 years. One of the partners' name is Eric Lipper. He now joins me. We're going to call this the Hirsch & Westheimer legal segment. Eric, how are you? Good afternoon, my friend.
Good to see you, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How busy have you been these past 3 months?
You would not believe it. It has been one problem after the next with this virus.
Yeah. You say problems. From a legal standpoint here in the Houston area, Eric, define what's going on in the community as you've seen it.
Well, what we're experiencing and everybody's seeing it is people's they're not able to go to work, right? Mm-hmm. Their businesses are shut down, and they have kind of a vertical problem. You know, you can't pay your rent, you can't pay your employees, you can't bring money in. And so we're just seeing it in every kind of business and industry.
The, I mean, everything from grocery stores to landlords to tenants, and something that I want to ask you about here in a minute or two is about bankruptcy type of thing. I mean, these are all the types of things that, specifically Hirsch & Westheimer handles. Is that correct?
That's right. We do about everything in our law firm, but we're primarily a business-related law firm, and we represent small, medium, and large businesses here in Houston.
Yeah. Well, give me, if you could, without specific names, what type of client base do you generally work with?
We represent a lot of real estate related businesses, contractors, and energy related businesses, which of course everybody does here in Houston.
Yeah. And when it comes to the energy business, how about the price of gas here? Can't you do something about that? Can't you sue somebody?
Man, I'll tell you, the saddest thing around Houston is when your gas gets real cheap.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how important it is to everybody around here that the energy business is robust.
It is. Talk to me, and I always ask this of every guest that I have, not so much from the day-to-day business that you do with specifically in the legal firm. How has it affected your company? Obviously, you probably have never worked remote before. Now you're working remote. How has it been adjusting to that, and when do you see it potentially coming to an end?
Well, you know, the strangest thing was around mid-March, moving to my garage and starting to operate as a lawyer out of my garage. And we've seen it time and time again by everybody that's had to go work at home. It's challenging. One of the biggest challenges that we've seen is the courthouse, which is 2 months ago, who thought about having a hearing on Zoom with a judge? And now we have hearings on Zoom from everybody's house, and it's just a different environment.
We talked about that last hour about the changing world, how companies like Twitter, Facebook, and Google, they may allow employees to forever work from home. Do you see that happening in the legal industry? Or at some point, are you really going to need the face-to-face in front of the judge system?
Well, I think the face-to-face is going to be essential. But I know that there's a lot of younger lawyers in my law firm that are loving working from home. And I think it's kind of generational. We just have to all – I'm having to – go work from home a little bit kicking and screaming, but even I've come to love it.
Speaking with Eric Lipper, he is a partner in Hirsch & Westheimer Law Firm, talking about a few specific things, including the legal system over here. We talk about landlords and rent, and I'm getting questions because people think I'm the expert of this thing. And one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the show here on a regular basis is maybe you can answer some of these things. I think the biggest word that I've heard coming out of business owners' mouths, it's a very bad word when it comes to doing business. It's the word bankruptcy. And bankruptcy scares you. I know it scares me. There's many types of bankruptcy. But when it comes to business, a small to medium-sized business, I mean, how prevalent is it? And at some point, how do you even start the process of getting out of it, working with counsel to help you maneuver all the way through it? Because it's a long process.
Well, you know, bankruptcy is not really a dirty word. You know, look, Congress enacted those laws because those are the rules. And in the whole process of bankruptcy, it's actually called a reorganization. And the whole purpose of that is to let everybody reorganize their affairs because things change. Well, I'm certain that nobody saw things like the COVID virus coming around the corner. I mean, my favorite restaurant has been closed for months, and they didn't think they were going to be closed for months. So one of the really important things about bankruptcy is don't look at it as a bad thing. Look at it as a necessary thing. But make sure if you're ever going to need to do something like a bankruptcy filing is do it at the right time, because you need to be able to reorganize. And if you wait until your business is completely destroyed, it's very hard to reorganize if you've lost your customers and all your revenue.
Right. It absolutely makes sense. And let's talk about the timing right now. So we're roughly 3 months into this right now. There's a lot of stores to this day who have not reopened right now. Maybe they're small. Maybe they've applied for the PPP. Maybe they've got it. Maybe they've already blown through that stuff. And they said, you know what? At this point, I need to reorganize. Other than Googling, which is, you know, is one thing that to do, but obviously your firm specializes, one of the many specialties in bankruptcy at Hirsch & Westheimer. What's step number one?
Well, probably step number one is to get your financial affairs in order so that you can look to see that you do have liabilities, obligations that exceed your ability to pay them, because you can only really reorganize if you're on the wrong side of that, you know, construct. But I think, you know, as you look, or even just around Houston, we've had a very large retailer based right here in Houston that just filed last week, a clothing retailer, and we've seen it in the national news. And so you just have to get your financial affairs in order, because that's the first thing you do in a filing.
Talk with Eric Lepper. Eric is with Hirsch & Westheimer Law Firm. We'll make sure he gives out his contact information here in a minute or two. The bankruptcy. And I'm glad you explained it that way, because, you know, growing up, maybe it's a generational thing for me. I hear the word bankruptcy. To me, it's like, oh my goodness, a failure type of thing. But I absolutely understand what you're saying. It's a legal system right now, and this is something that you have to go to. The process. At the end of the day, what's the goal of going into bankruptcy, coming out? Can you still keep your business open? I mean, I'm sure there's a number of different options at the end of it.
Well, that's one of the points, is you actually stay in control in most circumstances in bankruptcy. And the goal is to go to everybody that you owe money to and work out with everybody you owe money to, so that everybody gets what is a fair share of your ability to pay. And so it's a process that some people call it a head start or a clean start, or a fresh start is probably the better way to say it. And that's what it's for, is so that you can get a fresh start and start up again.
Yeah, I know we've touched the nerve. I look at my email over here, and I've got at least three, and I see the subject line bankruptcy that just came in. They said good information. So hold on, let me just glance at this one over here. No, someone actually says they thought about it 2 weeks ago. They didn't know where to start. Very timely. Let's end it with this way. If people do want the information, if they have a small, medium-sized, or even large-sized business, and obviously you do specialize in business versus the personal stuff, how can they reach you? How about a phone number and a website?
Well, our phone number is 713-223-5181, and our website is www.hirschwest.com, and that's a hard spelling, HirschWest.com.
HirschWest.com. I'll make sure to put this on my Twitter, folks, if you want to follow it right now, and you can get a link to that. Hirsch & Westheimer. Is that the Westheimer? Is that where Westheimer Road came from?
Same place.
Well over 100 years in business and doing a good job. I guess at the end of the day, it's, you know, we look at COVID and there's many opportunities. And, you know, there's a lot of flourishing business right there. And my mom always wanted me to be a doctor or a lawyer. Maybe I should have been at least a lawyer right now, because I know you're very busy.
Well, thank you for having me. I mean, it's great to see you again.
Listen, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for your information. By the way, if you have some time the next week, I'd love to make this a regular thing, because another thing that I've been getting is about when it comes to landlords and tenants. There's a lot of issues with that, and I'm sure that's something that you cover too.
I've spent a lot of my life in landlord-tenant stuff, and I'll be happy to talk to you about it.
Eric Lepper, if you need him, Hirsch and Westheimer. That's hirschwest.com, H-I-R-S-C-H-W-E-S-T. And the number 713-220-9181. All right, folks, that is it for this segment. We've got about 15 more minutes, so don't be shy. And it opens up a topic for me. You know, if you happen to have a business right now and you're having issues, or, you know, if you want to air it out over here, or let me know if something that I can help you, or if you're trying to get a little bit more publicity or exposure, I am here for you. You know the phone number. It is Michael Garfield on the High Tech Texan Show. Don't go anywhere.